conducted another search. Dow's driver's name still appeared only once. His ship, First Blood, was docked in the palace's private spaceport. Mentally, she kicked herself for missing something as obvious as that. But she didn't lose any time over it. The architecture of the palace's security programs was even more baroque than the palace itself. Even if she had thought to search for the Mandalorian's name, chances were it wouldn't have appeared the first time.
"Anything?"
asked Sergeant Patanin, who was peering worriedly over her shoulder. She shook her head. Searches on Ula V.E.'s name had turned up nothing as well.
"You're blocking my light."
Patanin was trying to be helpful, but he was no Shigar.
"I'll holler when I've found something."
Pulling another decryption algorithm from her repertoire, Lorin tried another route. Behind them, the Twi'lek, Yima, entered the missing envoy suite and sketched a bow. The bump on his temple stood out in bright red against the green of his skin.
"My mistress offers her profound apologies. The hunt for the kidnappers and those who attacked your sentries will begin immediately."
Lorin scrambled the holoprojector's view so Yima wouldn't see what she was up to in his mistress's security infrastructure.
"You have a Mandalorian loose in the palace," she said. "And you didn't know about it?"
"He is one of many. They do not like to be watched too closely."
"Now you know why. Perhaps you'll think twice about the kind of scum you're dealing with."
Yima stiffened.
"And you are?"
"Does it matter who I am? I'm helping you find the envoy. What are you doing?"
The Twi'lek turned an unhealthy color, even for his species.
"Everything in our power, naturally."
"Good. So hop to it. We're busy here."
Yima retreated, and Lorin de-scrambled the view she'd been looking at.
"There's a whole other layer down here,"
she muttered, marveling at the intricacies of the system. Either it had evolved piece by piece, as each new development added an extra level to what was already there, or it had been designed by the galaxy's most paranoid software engineer. Still no luck with Dao's driver, however. And Envoy VE didn't produce a hit. If either of the two men was moving about in the palace, none of the security system's pattern recognition systems was tracking them. Lorin was beginning to get desperate. This was the one job she had to do, while Shigar attended to the rest of the mission, and she was failing at it. Proving herself capable wasn't the issue. She knew she was, or had been at least. Otherwise, she would never have been in Special Forces. Getting a score on the board was the main thing, after so long on the bench. In desperation, she tried,
"Jet Nebula!"
Instantly, a hit appeared. Not just a location, but a coded tag she recognized as a smuggler's call for help.
"Got something!" Patanin hurried over. "You said Envoy VE was with that Nebula character, didn't you? Well, I found him at least."
Patanin clapped his hands together and grinned without humor.
"Good work, Lorin!"
He turned to the escort squad and rattled off a series of orders. Half would stay, the other half would come with him. Lorin had to fight the reflex to obey. Had she remained enlisted in the Black Stars, Patanin would have outranked her.
"I'm coming with you,"
she told him as his group assembled, checking weapons and light armor. He nodded.
"I was just about to ask you, Lorin. Thank you."
"Don't mention it, Sarge."
"Take point and lead the way."
Her face was burning as they hurried through the corridors, the echo of their booted feet preceding them, encouraging the throngs to part. This was too familiar, she told herself. Dangerously familiar. She couldn't let herself think that she was back in the fold.